The legislative meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Sparatella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah.
Here.
Mr. Horton. Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando. Mrs. Logsdon.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Everyone, please stand. We'll have Mr. Swackhammer lead us in the invocation and Mr. Van Etten lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this United States of America. We thank you for all those who are defending it. We just pray for our families. We pray for those who will be traveling over the holidays. We thank you for this time of the year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certificates of appreciation. Just one. Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Wendy Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wendy, your certificate didn't arrive in time for this morning's meeting, but we'll have it to you this afternoon. So we want to congratulate you on your retirement and thank you so much for 23 years of service. Is there any way we can beg you to change your mind?
I don't know. My husband would have a little.
I get it. Well, you need to go out and enjoy. Thank you so much. We are going to
I have really enjoyed working for Steuben County, and I will miss it. And
Thank you.
All
right, comments by members of the public.
Eva Turner.
Please state your name and where you're from, and you have 3 minutes.
Some pictures.
My name is Eva Turner, and I'm from
My name is Eva Turner, and I'm from Cameron Mills, and I live by land that has been spread with sewage sludge for almost 40 years. 2 weeks ago, I came here and listened to a DEC spokesman give you many strict rules and regulations that have to be followed with spreading sludge on farmland. Then why do we have over 900 acres that cannot be spread on because of high phosphorus levels? Where were the strict testings for these fields? And when you guys ask questions, especially about how often they're tested or whatever, the only answer I ever heard of them, it depends. It just didn't seem to matter what questions you ask, it depends. I have some pictures here of a couple of cellar and employees doing some soil testing along with two gentlemen from a lab from Wellsville. This is up here is the field. This part through here is not tillable, so it is not spread on. It's because of the lay of the land. And there's two Casella employees there. And this part is another place where they did their soil testing. And not one stalk of corn was injured in this testing. So I'm not sure that I have a lot of faith in the testing that's going on. We really need independent testing. For the soil, and I just don't trust, because he's the one that's in there is the overseer of Bonnie Hill, and he's also the overseer of Ontario County Landfill, and they've been fined $500,000 from 2015 to 2022 for air and water quality violations. Now, a few of them are release of solid waste into the environment, improper release of leachate 14 times, and the list goes on. And this doesn't include the bad sludge slide or the slide that they had that damaged their landfill. It's been proven that PFAS is getting into our food chain, not just Maine, Michigan, Texas, but a lot of other states. Crops grown in Cameron and Thurston have been gone into the food chain for 40 years. Even today, these crops are entering the food chain. It's been proven in other states that spreading sludge has contaminated the meat and milk. And I want you to think about this the next time you give your kids, your grandkids, a burger or fill their glass of milk. It's out there. No testing is done. Please put a hold on spreading until we can do independent testing of the soil, water, streams, and wildlife. At least accept only waste from Steuben County, please. Cameron, Thurston, soil, and water have already been badly contaminated. Please don't let this happen to the rest of our county. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tim Hargrave.
Thank you. Please give us your name and where you're from, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Tim Hargrave. My wife and I own a farm in the towns of Cameron and Thurston. Right here I got, I know you can't read it, but I'll read it to you just a little bit. Rough EPA website, plain and simple. It says, this is EPA, PFAS explained. Down here, it says, what has the EPA learned so far? Well, according to the EPA, they've learned that scientific studies have shown exposure to PFAS in the environment may be linked to harmful health effects in humans and animals. That's from the EPA. That's their words, not mine. New York State DEC. Department of Health Commissioner Howard Zucker and DEC Commissioner Basil Zegos referenced several studies that have asserted the presence of PFOA, which is in the class of PFAS chemicals. They've asserted that presence of that PFOA in drinking water and groundwater may be more pervasive than they originally thought. DEC words, not mine. Let's jump over to Cornell. Who are we going to trust more? I'd say we trust Cornell. Retired director of the Cornell Waste Management Institute and Department of Crop and Soil Sciences, retired director Ellen Harrison and Maureen McBride. Once soils are contaminated, stopping the application of pollutants that are in sewage sludge will not correct the problem. The contamination will remain for decades or centuries. Think about that. That's why they're called PFAS chemicals or forever chemicals. They also went on to say that current rules are based on outdated and inadequate science. Cornell University, not mine. This is also Cornell University. Murray McBride. He's a retired director of the Waste Management Institute. Farm application of sewage sludge is, in my view, the most ill-advised and potentially dangerous sludge disposal option. Professor Maureen McBride's words, not mine. Let's go back to Ellen Harrison real quick, and I'll close this out. Ellen Harrison referenced EPA Office of Inspector General report. And the inspector general, this is the EPA's own inspector general, found that while EPA promotes land application of sewage sludge, this is the kicker, EPA cannot assure the public that current land application practices are protective of human health and the environment. That's the EPA's inspector general said, EPA's laws aren't protective. So, on December 4th of this year, this month here, 2024, New York State DEC came in here and they assured Steuben County Ag and Industry Planning Committee that sludge was safe and a beneficial soil amendment. The EPA admits their guidelines aren't safe. Cornell professors even say it's dangerous. I'll close this out with two more sentences, folks. I appreciate your time. First of all, I urge the county to move forward and ban the land spray and the sewage sludge in Steuben County. Let's not just put it off anymore. We've talked about it. There's been people coming in here for years and years and years. Wendy Lozo's dealt with it in two of her towns she represents. She knows a lot of the facts. In addition to banning sludge, I also, and this is very important, this is something we really need to think about. I urge you folks to designate our landfill, our Steuben County landfill, strictly for Steuben County trash only, and our leachate plant for Steuben County generated leachate only. We don't need to haul trash in from all over the state. It might be a moneymaker for the county, but what do? We just keep filling the landfill up, and then we got to buy more land and keep expanding because we want to haul in New York City's trash and wherever else it's coming from. Just two things I ask of you. Let's ban sludge spreading in Steuben County, and let's limit the sludge or the waste coming into our landfill strictly to Steuben County generated waste. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wells. You know the drill. I would like to encourage all of the public speakers, please, to keep it within your 3 minutes. Everybody is going over, and I'm trying to be polite.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Wells. I live in Cameron. I've been asked what I thought about the county's November PFAS informational meeting. DEC tried to justify biosolid use, saying it had been used for decades, and New York has more strict regulatory requirements than EPA, with no discussion on why Region 8 failed to enforce DEC regulations. Farm Bureau opposes any interference with a farmer's choice to farm any way he pleases, with shocking indifference to acknowledging consequences from poisoning farmland and contaminating food products with industrial poisons found in biosolids. Cornell spokesperson, not an expert on sludge, touched on concerns with notable emissions, such as the fact that wastewater treatment plants manufacture forever chemicals from precursor chemicals such as fluorotelomer alcohols and sulfonamide compounds. Short-chain PFAS are more water-soluble than long-chain PFAS, making them a greater threat to groundwater, a fact which should mandate a ban on all PFAS as a class, not individual PFAS. So, had this meeting been held 30 years ago, or even 3 years ago when PFAS first emerged in public awareness, I would have applauded the county. In my 38 years opposing land spreading of sewage sludge, I have never received a single request from a county legislator for vast amounts of documented information gathered by CCSE proving sewage sludge is a danger to our irreplaceable farmland assets and the broad threat and a broad threat to human health. The threat from biosolids was known decades ago. The repeated need for more study has long passed any credible reason to delay action banning biosolid land application. If you define your function as confined to promoting the recycling edict of the state and promoting local economic priorities over the health of your constituents, please do not spoil the joy of Christmas by thinking about what might be in the milk products or the beef your family's children are eating on this holiday. And I thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll declare the public comment period closed. Will the clerk please read the notice of the public hearing?
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing in the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 16th day of December, 2024, upon County of Steuben Local Law, tentatively number 4 for the year 2024, amending Local Law Number 5 for the year 2007, providing maximum exemption allowable to $18,000, $12,000, and $60,000 for services during a designated period of war, services in a combat zone, and for disability, respectively. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Are there any members of the public here that would like to comment? Seeing none, I'll declare the public hearing closed. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved. Hatter.
Second. Nichols.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes carry. Are there any reports of standing committees? Any reports of special committees? Any reports of county officers? I believe there is one report, the annual fruitcake presentation.
Yes, and that's me.
Awesome. So,
I do have some disturbing photos to show, unfortunately. I have a feeling that the Wheeler family may have destroyed this lovely tradition in a way I did not anticipate. This morning when I went, the fruitcake's all packaged up because it's about as old as me. Has to remain frozen, so it's been in the freezer since I received it last year, or else it will turn ooey gooey very quickly. So I opened the freezer this morning and unfortunately found the fruitcake in a state of repair, and we're going to have to discuss that, unfortunately. So trying to figure out how this happened and what happened, I found photos of my children. And I don't know when they took this. Those of you with kids know that they can get out of hand and get out of hand pretty quick, but they clearly found the fruitcake. Of course, curious, not knowing what it is. My kids are sports kids. And tragically, this is what they chose to do with it. I guess football was the first thing. Annie's hiking to Gavin. Oh, Gavin with the pass. Nick about to catch, and then Nick with a touchdown celebration and spiking the fruitcake. That was concerning enough until I saw the next photo. Well, Gavin shooting some hoops. All right, basketball. They like basketball. It's basketball season now. Oh, Nick's turn. And, of course, it got stuck up on the rim. So don't know how they figured getting it down, but they did. Because they then moved on to baseball.
Oh, no.
And that really is a problem for a 30-plus-year-old fruitcake. Nick hit a line drive. Looks like a grounder to first. Annie, the little lefty, wound up. And, of course, Annie dominating her brothers. Wanted to get the excitement out. Kids are really soccer kids. They decided to turn to soccer next. I don't know why we're going to kick a fruitcake, but I guess that's the idea. Nick with the shot and Annie again, good form there. That made me a little proud. At least she has good form with that kick. So golf, it's winter, but they're golfing kids too. I don't know why they would want to hit that with a golf club, but they did. More concerning is when they just decided to take baseball bats to it. And Annie with her trademark screaming and yelling with that. Gavin hitting it pretty hard. Nick took more like a golf swing towards it, but it looks like he connected pretty good. Now they decided to get the dog involved, which we could have dealt without. And our new dog, Brody, really likes jumping. We got a good action shot of Brody jumping and going for the fruitcake. I think they then realized that they completely have damaged the fruitcake and they don't want Dad to find out, so they put it back in the freezer. So, obviously, I'm very sorry for my children's missteps. I will take responsibility, but with that, when I have a problem, there's only one guy that I can call to help me try to figure that out. He's the best problem solver in this organization. So the guy who's getting the fruitcake this year is Chris Brewer.
Appreciate that. Yeah. That was priceless.
Jay Leno used to say, it just needs more time.
Yeah. Very good, Jack. Very good.
Well, thank goodness once the dog got involved that it didn't eat it.
Yeah.
Good.
Are there any other announcements? I don't think anybody can top that, but if there are.
Good one, Jack. That was good.
That was good.
All right. Let's move on to the general orders of the day. Will the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Okay. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick. Receiving and accepting the December 16th, 2024 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Final adoption of local law tentatively number 4 for the year 2024, amending local law number 5 for the year 2007, providing maximum exemption allowable to $18,000, $12,000, and $60,000 for services during a designated period of war, services in a combat zone, and for disability, respectively.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Presenting local law tentatively number 5 for the year 2024. Authorizing the County of Steuben to lease real property for county purposes for terms not exceeding 30 years.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Approving the statement of taxes due and directing delivery of the completed tax rolls with attached warrants.
Okay. Yeah, I do have a question. So this is approving our levies. This isn't approving the individual townships' levies on their own.
Correct. Yeah, we do not have a role in approving their levies.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because we had talked about that.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Designating officials to approve certain applications made for correction of tax roll errors, refunds, and credits.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, waiving civil service exam fees until December 31st, 2025.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackham.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Abandoning and conveying excess county highway right-of-way to the landowners adjacent to the Smith Hill Road Bridge over the Cohocton River in Cooper's Plains in the town of Irwin.
Second. Cool.
Mr. Thu.
Was this piece originally appropriated from that same neighbor when the project was being done? Do we know? It probably was, I would assume.
I'm guessing.
Right.
But we can find out.
There's no other adjacent properties to this. It's basically, no, it'd be a tiny useless piece. All right. Thanks.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Authorizing an agreement for design work of the County Road 15 Bridge Rehabilitation over the Cohocton River Bridge, New York 5 Capital Project.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Feritella. Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, authorizing the county manager to enter into a license agreement.
Second, Potter.
Is this a license agreement or leasing agreement?
We
thank you.
We debated that.
We've done a license because that property is currently leased by Joel Havens. So it's a license to use the grounds, and Joel uses part of the back behind that Quonset hut to drive the vehicles around that he's repairing.
Okay.
So we had that discussion when we first started it and did it as a license for simplicity standpoint.
Okay. Thank you.
Our abilities under both are the same.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, authorizing a lease agreement with Corning Property Management Corporation.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Kua.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, authorizing the Director of Public Safety to amend the lease agreement with GRI Telecom for the Higman Hill Tower site.
Second, Feritella.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten, authorizing the appropriation of remaining American Rescue Plan Act project balances to the broadband project.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions?
Yes, just a question on the broadband.
Is this money that's already there just to complete the project?
You mean start the project? I still don't have internet.
Yeah. This essentially is an internal accounting mechanism that under ARPA, we received approximately $18 million from the federal government. Good portion, about $8 million of that is restricted use, which this legislature decided to focus on broadband with the appropriation of additional county dollars to fully fund that $10 million project with Empire. We're closing out the other ARPA projects, the construction projects and those. And so what this essentially does is allows us to use these ARPA funds to enhance and pay for that the broadband instead of the county dollars that were appropriated.
So this is money used to complete the project that we have.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferchella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Van Atten. Authorizing the appropriation of opioid settlement funds to ProAction for case management services at the Bridges to Hope Center.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Castle.
Yes.
Here's.
Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Authorizing a transfer from leachate treatment plant capital project to the landfill major equipment account.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 15 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna. Authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with Livingston County for weights and measures services.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Ferratella.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Atten. Authorizing intermunicipal agreements with county municipalities for the implementation of a county-wide records management system.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Shue. Reclassifying one case manager position to senior case manager within the public defender's office.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 18 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Shue. Reclassifying one full-time assistant district attorney trainee position to one full-time assistant district attorney position within the district attorney's office.
Second. Cool.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. McCancel.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 19 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Shue, creating one permanent part-time assistant district attorney position within the district attorney's office.
Second, Tobia.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 20 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Shue, creating one permanent part-time investigator position within the district attorney's office.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 21 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 22?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, reappointing the Commissioner of Finance.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Abstain.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 22 carries. Mitch, if you would please stand up. Congratulations and welcome aboard again. Will the clerk please read Resolution 23?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, reappointing the Republican Commissioner of Elections of the County of Steuben for a term commencing January 1, 2025.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 23 carries. Is she here?
Yes, she is.
Where are you? Oh, there you are. It. Congratulations. Welcome aboard again. Will the clerk please read Resolution 24?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, reappointing the Democratic Commissioner of Elections of the County of Steuben for a term commencing January 1, 2025.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 24 carries. She is not here right now, but if she's listening, congratulations as well. Will the clerk please read Resolution 25?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, amending Resolution Number 265-78 relative to the rules and regulations governing access to records under Freedom of Information Law.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 25 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 26?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, ratifying the CSCA main unit contract pending union approval.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackham.
Yes.
Resolution 26 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 27?
As soon as I hand them out. I have 27 and 28 right here.
Super.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
27, that one includes one for Scott on the end.
Okay.
28.
Get one more.
Oh, I swear I changed that. Okay.
Thank you.
Looks like there's two spots, so one of them got
changed. Yeah, I missed it in the first spot. So on 27, the second whereas, that should actually be Cornell, not New York. My apologies.
All right, so please read Resolution 27.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, appointing the county attorney of the county of Steuben.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu.
Yes, with the one adjustment.
Thank you. Mr. Van Castle. Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 27 carries. Yes, the new county attorney is Timothy Roselle from Hornell, New York. He couldn't be here this morning, although I did invite him to be here, and we are looking forward to having him come on board. So thank you and congratulations to him. Will the clerk please read Resolution 28?
Did we want to do? We don't need to go.
Okay. Yes.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Matters pertaining to the settlement of claims by or against the county.
Second.
Are there any questions? Now, I know you just got these. If you want to take a minute to look at them, are we doing all of these at once or separate?
They're all on one resolution.
All on one resolution.
Okay. There's just three pieces of paper.
These were the claims previously discussed.
Right. Yeah. This is the same stuff we had already.
Same exact claims.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Feratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon. Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Resolution 28 carries. I believe we have a couple of items for executive session. Relative to litigation and pending litigation. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second, Potter.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Put me down as opposed, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Carries. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Hey.